اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرج.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters all over the world hearing us on IRIB English Radio. So thank you so much for joining us today and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Thank you so much. Inshallah, today, again, we have Brother Hussein Ruhullah here. Assalamu alaikum. How are you?
Alaikum assalam.
Are you fine, inshallah? Okay, that's great. And Brother Fawad Haider, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, thank you. And Brother Ali Nasir, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Are you okay?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much. These brothers are, as we said in the previous sessions, from Sevier International School. They have joined us and we really welcome them. So today, inshallah, we will be working on a very important topic, which is kind of sometimes challenging for some of the students. But today, inshallah, we'll learn it and there will be, inshallah, no problem. Okay. So the topic is stopping at the end of words, or how to end an ayah. You recite the Quran Kareem, okay? And you are about to finish the ayah, so how should you end there? We mean that actually the harakat on the top or beneath the letter, which is actually at the end of that word, which is the last word in the ayah. So what should we do to that harakat? Is there any changes or no? Yeah. So for example, inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. Yeah, kawthara it is. So we stop here, we say kawthar. The fatha is changed to sukun. So this is one of the examples. So is it like always we have to change the harakat to sukun? Or no, sometimes we need to change it to some other harakat as well, or any other changes. So the topic today is this, okay? Or for example, Fawad Haider, he is reciting, okay, the Quran Kareem, and he is just running out of breath. He's about to recite one line, okay, one ayah, and he's in the middle of the ayah. While reciting, he's just, oh, I'm going to run out of breath. Okay, he's about to run out of breath. So what should he do? All right? Yes?
Yes.
Okay. Take a deep breath.
Yeah, yeah. Rebreath? Yeah. But, so are we allowed to just stop at any word we want?
No.
Or no, we have like special words, special signs. This, and we talked about the special signs, yes, okay? That where should we stop this sign, for example, jim means this, sad means this, for example, ta means this, la means this, mim means this, Sali or Salah or Qala means this. Okay, we talked about all of them. But today, we say how to stop. Okay, how to stop. That was where to stop. We talked about it.
Yes.
Now, how to stop.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class.
Let's recite the Quran.
So, if you're ready to go, inshallah, and talk about this and learn it, let's recite the salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajil farajah.
In the previous sessions, we finished, alhamdulillah, the mad, whatever needed about mad, okay? We learned it, different types of mad and how to prolong it. So, inshallah, this session, it's going to be a new topic. So, for example, let's recite some of the verses of the Quran al-Karim, okay? And let's see our brothers here. Do they know or know how to stop, okay?
Okay. Yeah?
Let's go to the Quran. So, would you turn to page 10 of the Quran al-Karim? Page 10 of the Quran al-Karim. Let's go on. Okay, so page 10 of the Quran al-Karim starts with Ayah 62 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Inna alladhina amanu walladhina hadu wa nasara wa sabi'ina man amana billah. This ayah. Alright?
Yes.
Okay. So, I will recite this ayah. You will repeat. Inshallah. Then we will go to the rules, okay? We will apply the rules, okay? Right now, like reciting this ayah. We'll apply all the rules, okay? But we've not studied. So you follow my recitation, then we'll go through each rule, okay, and apply them on every specific like examples. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
Accent. إن الذين آمنوا
إن الذين آمنوا
I intentionally separate the ayahs, okay, into many parts so that let our brothers, okay, who listen to us, okay, kind of have a mindset, okay, about how to stop, okay? Let's see why, for example, I change some of the harakat, okay? They have to kind of have a understanding. So
إن الذين آمنوا إن الذين آمنوا
والذين هادوا
والذين هادوا
والنصارى
والنصارى
والصابئين
والصابئين
من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر
من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر
وعمل صالحا
وعمل صالحا
There is a tanween فتحة صالحا but we change it to an elif صالحا Let's see why, okay?
فلهم أجرهم عند ربهم فلهم أجرهم عند ربهم
ولا خوف عليهم
ولا خوف عليهم
ولا هم يحزنون
ولا هم يحزنون
Okay, again this ayah, okay? Let's recite more, okay?
إن الذين آمنوا والذين هادوا والنصارى والصابئين إن الذين آمنوا والذين هادوا والنصارى والصابئين
أحسن
والنصارى والصابئين من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر والنصارى والصابئين من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر
وعمل صالحا فلهم أجرهم عند ربهم
وعمل صالحا فلهم أجرهم عند ربهم
ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون
ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون
أحسن وإذ أخذنا ميثاقكم
وإذ أخذنا ميثاقكم
ورفعنا فوقكم الطور
ورفعنا فوقكم الطور
ورفعنا فوقكم الطور خذوا ما آتيناكم بقوة
ورفعنا فوقكم الطور خذوا ما آتيناكم
ورفعنا فوقكم الطور خذوا ما آتيناكم بقوة
ورفعنا فوقكم الطور خذوا ما آتيناكم بقوة
واذكروا ما فيه لعلكم تتقون
واذكروا ما فيه لعلكم تتقون
أحسن. Okay, these two ayahs. Enough, okay. Let's go now for, let's go and take a look at each rule, okay? Separately, and inshallah, work on some examples. So, guys, the rule number one. So, brothers, rule number one says that whenever you see a word having tanwin fatha, what is tanwin fatha? Huh?
Double fatha. Yeah,
double fatha. An. An, in, yeah. Un, okay? Not, we're not talking about in and un. An, okay?
Yes.
Tanwin fatha. So whenever you see tanwin fatha, if you want to stop at that word, if you want to stop that there, okay? Change the tanwin fatha to alif mad. What is alif mad?
An alif with a mad.
Great. An alif with one mad. Two counts, yes?
Yes.
Alif with?
One mad. Yeah.
With a fatha previous, before it, okay? Yes. So it means fatha plus alif. So alif mad it is called. Two counts. All right?
Yes.
So if you see words having tanwin fatha, they have an alif as well with themselves. They have an alif with them. Yeah? For example, in the first ayah that we recited, in the second line, man amana billahi wal yawmil akhir wa amila
salihan.
Tanwin fatha.
Yes.
Tanwin fatha is enough. Why do you put an alif after tanwin fatha? Why we don't have this alif after tanwin kasra or dhamma?
So why can't we stop at the end of the verse we say salihan finished?
Salihan, we can stop here. وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. But the
no,
rules...
like if this salihan was at the end of a verse, why should we just say saliha?
Salihan. Now we are saying the rule is this. The rule is this, that if any a word, okay, no matter it's at the middle of the ayah, okay, you want to stop there. Or at the end of an ayah, in Surah Naba, okay, or Surah Nazi'at, we have a lot of verses, okay, that end with tanween. We'll go on and work, okay, on the examples. But here, وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا, doesn't matter for what, even if it is at the end of an ayah, okay, or in the middle, okay. You want to stop here. وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. What should you do? So the answer is this. This alif is written with that tanween fatha, always, okay, you see. Except with ta marbuta, with ha, which has two dots on the top, oh, except with
yes,
that.
Yes.
Other letters, you have this alif with this, okay? With this tanwin, after tanwin fatha, you have this alif. Why? Because it tells you that there is a rule in tajweed that whenever you stop at the word having this tanwin fatha, do not stop while it is tanwin fatha. Salihan, wa'amilan salihan. Finished. No, change this tanwin fatha to an alif, fatha plus alif. وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا حَنْ حَا. This alif is there to tell you that, mister, look at me, I am alif. Change this tanwin fatha to me.
Yes.
Sub me with this tanwin fatha, okay? So tanwin fatha will be changed to?
Alif.
Alif mad. Alright?
Yes.
So let's take a break, inshallah. We'll go on for the next rules, okay? Inshallah, in the next session. Thank you for being with us in this session. thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Xavier International Schools Network. We'll come back, okay? Stay with us. Let's recite a salawat and come back.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahu.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن